Somehow you all survived the gauntlet of being chased down by the zombie hordes of the Atarskian Plains of Eox. And I would say that the entire chase away from your downed spacecraft or shuttle, probably a couple hours. You know, there's times where you're hiding. There are times when you are searching through this ancient ruins.
There were times when there was one set of footprints, and that's where
someone
carried me. couldn't roll for my own sake.
Mostly, that's important for environmental protections, which I believe everyone should have 24 hours of minimum. We're 2 hours into that, and you guys have made it to refuge. You've escaped the horde and in this little valley of hollow, kind of calcified ancient bones. Yeah, that's the situation you find yourselves in. What now that you have a moment to breathe, how are your characters doing?
Not great.
No, this is pretty rough. Pretty rough.
Rough shape is
catching his breath.
Yeah, I need to catch about 50 hit points.
What?
The breath. Wait, no, what level are we?
Yeah,
how many hit points do you have?
That's a good question. Let's see, I have, oh my gosh, I have 28 maximum hit points, so I need to catch 26 hit points.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm in need of 34, so.
Did you want to spend some time
32.
Treating wounds here? Or?
Yeah, I think it's worth taking a good little minute, a few hours to get healed up, because holy moly, but my body is full of laser holes. That's what's holy. Do you want us to roll a few of those right now? Or
yeah, it's up to you guys if you want to put down at least a few hours stakes here. Just we'll have to keep a clock, I guess, of how much you need to burn.
So who else is low?
I'm down to 3. So
okay,
I'm
yeah,
pretty low.
I'm so, down to 4.
So what I'll do is I'm gonna start level 2. So this is get back 6 each time. I can give back 18 hit points to one of you sort of like right away. So well, let's say
my max is only 18. So I would say maybe let's give
Tavra some heals here. Just 18 back to you. And let's say like right before I sort of pop those off, I'll give myself a medicine check. Okay. I don't succeed. So, okay. That's good. Let me see here. It takes, I think, 10 minutes for each one of my sort of curses to fall off. So within that same hour, I can heal another 18, spread 18 around other people. Tara, how much are you down still?
I am down, I gotta do math, 14 points.
14? Okay, I'll give you 12 back, and I'll start working on Drew. Drew, you get 6 back.
Thank you.
And so.
Thank you.
Okay, so that's 1 hour down. Hithion, you can make a healing check on somebody other than me. If people would like to make those checks.
I've healed somebody. Myself.
There you go.
I'm selfish.
Yeah, I will roll a medicine check. Not great.
I can't remember what this is. 2d6?
2d8 for treat wounds, right?
Yeah, okay.
So, you roll 2d6. Roll 2d8.
I don't want to. I really like my result.
No.
I would like to keep this. Don't do it. Oh, no, you're going to make me re-roll it?
Yeah, I am.
I just want to go on podcast record saying, I think you're mean.
Yeah, no, I mean for making you roll the dice you're supposed to roll.
Yay. Roll better.
I got lucky.
We're all pretty shocked by that.
Yeah. Not so more than me. Next hour.
Ooh, I'll mark a clunk, boop, wipe here. Well, as you are healing up, is there anybody that does need healing here or does need to be fastidious at work and you know, healing and wants to do something else?
Yeah.
You're not too far down on hit points, Sithion?
No, no.
Not going to help out. But yeah, what would you like to do in this first hour here?
So where exactly, like, are we?
Exactly, you're in the Artarskian Plains up on a plateau up here, about halfway between your destination, the Hall of the Living on Eox, and where you left from Pact Port.
Could I roll a... Oh, no, I don't have... Cramp.
Survival?
Yeah, I don't have survival, so that's not going to... What do I have? Thievery... I guess if I would be, like, kind of trying to figure out... I guess it would be a... I'll just do a...
You can make a pilot check to kind of use stars for navigation.
Okay, what would that be? I don't have piloting on my skill tree here.
Oh, yeah, Tyler's the pilot. It's a lore ability, so if you're not a pilot, then...
Okay.
No dice.
Okay. Basically, I was going to see if I could, like, kind of look out for a plateau to our destination to possibly find out what might be the safest course of action for us to take to get there.
Yeah. Why don't you... You can try to make a piloting, survival, or Eoxian lore untrained and see how you do.
Quite poorly.
4 on that, yeah. I mean, you're looking around and everything just looks like the surface of our Earth moon, just gray dunes and big spiky ridges. Not a lot of landmarks that you can see. But why don't you make me a perception check? While you're maybe getting some high ground, taking a look around.
It's a 23.
What you do see is what looks like very large tracks leading into your encampment, into the bones of these ancient creatures. Do you have nature? Do you have a arcana or nature as a skill?
It's fine if you don't. I do have +1 to arcana.
+1. Yeah, you're not trained in it though, yeah. So
no.
Probably not gonna be able. I mean, feel free to roll it, maybe natural 20. You've sensed.
Not even close.
No, it's very close. 8 on the dice is next to 20 on the D20.
Boy.
No, but I think it's at that moment that you're looking at these things. Let's have everyone roll into the initiative turn order here. And
I guess we're not doing another round
of
healing then.
No, silly Drew.
Dang.
Let's move to this map and click on these characters and roll initiative. Oh boy, Rebecca, ready to roll. And we're bringing back the old vote for your difficulty of the encounter. We've got low, we've got moderate, we got severe, whatever you guys want to do, you know? Oh.
Boy, we got actual choices and no longer an American choice. This is good.
Reminder, severe, you all definitely get a hero point at the end of the combat. Moderate, you may, and low, probably not. So take that. Oh, we got another natural 20 for initiative. My gosh.
I just want to say my natural 20 should actually be a 24, not a 26. Sorry about that.
No, she's over here cheating.
I was using my intimidation for initiative instead of perception.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, let's see here. It looks like we've got all the votes in and we're going for a moderate encounter. Is that right? Moderate?
Looks like it.
Yeah, it's the tasteful answer.
The gentleman's.
Yeah, it's a moderate encounter. Gentleman's
encounter. It's the gentleman's encounter, so we're all going to touch the rock and then curse out the opposing side when they call us out for cheating.
Yeah, that's the one.
Drew, is that an Olympic? Jeez Louise. Is that, is that a Canadian curling reference?
Yeah.
So far.
Certainly not
going to
date this episode at all.
We are so far away from that in the episode. Let me just double check.
It's going to be a Summer Olympics by the time this episode comes out. I know.
No,
this will still be on people's minds.
In the Patreon, this will be coming out in April. This will be coming out in like June for the main feed. People are going to be having summer barbecues, and you're just talking about Winter Olympics, Drew.
Okay. So what?
I don't
see why that matters.
I'm honestly surprised that Miles is coming to my defense here, but well, you know.
No.
Yeah, I was literally about to say the same thing, but you know what?
Guess what, Drew? Now your goal is to keep that on everyone's mind for like the next six months. You have to bring it up all the time, and that's just gonna be like your new
we will do a curling minute every single week.
I love the gif. I love the gif of the
I am unhappy that you brought it up, but I'm very happy that curling has got its day, because just last month, Tyler, you asked if you were to get a gold medal in any Olympic sport, what would it be? And I was like, team curling. I would have a gold medal because I would be on the American team, and I would just like lay back in the cut and let the other three do the job for me. No. And Tyler said the basketball team. I was like, what are you talking about? You're gonna be playing with
it's literally what I'm the best at.
You're gonna be playing with
I mean LeBron? Like you could probably do like, you know, the luge and
Like Patrick, literally to your own strategy, I could be a bench warmer and still get a gold medal. It's not the starting five that get a gold medal.
That's a good point. Right.
That's good true.
Point. That's a good point.
Yeah,
that's a good
they
point.
Could literally be like Tyler.
American football, I'll be like the third string, like special
all right.
teams.
All right, you
like...
have to do something, and I'm gonna do the little bit of sweeping at the end that all like right. doesn't seem they like can... it does anything. Yeah.
So when America is up 20 points, they could put me in so that LeBron James doesn't get hurt in the final 3 minutes of the game. Yeah, right. And I go in and I make a shot.
We've absolutely wasted everyone a lot sucks. Of time here, and I'm pretty happy to announce that you guys see a shimmering amongst the gray stones of the surrounding area here in and amongst these towering calcified bone structures. Let me see what I roll for initiative, because that will determine how doinked you are. Roll the 12. Not super doinked, but doinked. But doinked. Zeldin, I think you rolling the best here, probably it's because you are hearing something quite large approaching from the south here.
Oh, good. Oh, what's he hearing?
Oh, no. Wait a minute.
You're sensing vibrations.
We have environmental protections, don't we?
Yeah, but I mean, you have like audio out to the surface. There is thin atmosphere here, so it is, deathly silent besides your footfalls and things like that, but it sounds
I can't like
gravel.
Smell, right?
No. Yeah, right. I mean, okay. Well, you can take your environmental protections off.
Yeah, I don't have precise senses. Oh god. What have I done?
Well, you're up first in the initiative turn.
I'm going to cast bless. Mm-hmm. So that's good. Bless. That's there's no damage. It's just a 15 foot emanation aura. Everyone gets the status bonuses to attack rolls inside the emanation. So I do that, and then I'm gonna cast shield, and I'm gonna say, "Oh god, oh god,
oh god." That's it.
Oh god, that's my turn. Oh god,
oh god.
I love the idea that we don't know what's happening. We just know that suddenly Zeldin casts a spell and hides behind a shield.
Right, that's right. And then a duck.
Look out!
Right, you are up next.
Can I actually see anything coming?
Not quite, no. If you would like to make an additional perception check, you can. See, I can tell you some other information.
Okay.
Okay, what do you got here? 16 toto. Unfortunately, That is not enough. I think, though, it is enough to also hear. It's very tinny through your spacesuit's auditory sensors, but you hear what sounds like, you know, rocks being crushed, thrown about and things, and indeed is coming from the south here. Oh, Hathai, okay. I had you moved away because you're up scouting.
Oh, okay. I thought I was just forgotten.
No, you can be up on these rocks, though, if you want.
Okay.
Sensing something coming from the south, I'm going to move in front of Olital. Mm-hmm. Did I say it right? Oh, you're muted.
No, but it's okay.
I'm trying.
Just
I know it bothers you.
Yeah, we need a nickname, Stat.
And I'm going to raise a shield in the form of my elbow and Majoshko. Well, I guess I use perception, so is that an action?
It
so
is.
That's all I can do then.
Okay, well, that is enough to take us to this creature's turn. You hear, like, almost right next to you, on top of you, rocks being slid out of the way, and you see what looks like a distortion in front of you. Indeed, it looks like you're looking through a piece of stained glass that rears up. And this is what you see as it strikes down upon you. Ah.
No.
It's one of my favorite Starfinder monsters with cool new art. A glass serpent you have fought before, but not on Eox. Maybe forget when in the first 5 seasons you fought Castrovel. No, that was a mountain eel.
Sorry, what? I remember it being a big mountain problem.
Eel.
Okay, it's being a big problem.
This thing does turn visible as it comes in to strike at you.
Right, that's why it was a big problem. Right.
To strike, and it's gonna make a had a move. I think it's gonna have to have had moved twice at least here, so we'll just make a tail whip on Tavra. Jeez Louise.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Dipper's gonna.
Well, Dipper's I do have flashbacks. My shield raised.
Dipper's having flashbacks. I was rolling absolute rocks in our Pathfinder game yesterday.
Twas nuts.
my wife stole my dice, and then all of a sudden she started doing very well. Okay. Critical hit. I've gotten the critical fumble deck out here. But these guys are, yes, they are higher level than you. So we are talking about a critical hit card. Oh, and we have to, of course, shout out one of our Patreon supporters who might be listening to this in April. Maybe on the main feed. Maybe they're waiting to listen with everyone else in June. But let's give a shout out to James W. Thank you so much for your support over the entirety of our Patreon campaign, for helping us keep the podcast going. A glass serpent tail whip crit. And this is doing bludgeoning damage, I'm guessing. Bludgeoning damage. Okay, this is exactly what I wanted to happen with a tail swipe, so it makes sense. This is called Crumpling Blow. Target is knocked prone.
Oh no.
On the ground.
It's rude.
And is a lot of damage. It is double damage. So let me roll that. Okay, 26 points of bludgeoning damage.
Yikes. Okay. Yeah.
That is its entire turn, though. Lacardus.
All right, bye, everybody. On the road again.
We're running again, everyone. It's another running episode.
My fine love is running with my friends. Except for Tavra, who's a sacrifice again.
What's your next character going to be like, Rebecca?
I better start planning it.
Maybe one with a 35-foot move speed, just a little faster than everyone.
Oh, man. Oh, I don't want anything to do with this.
They probably got kidneys for you to punch, bud.
I was about to say, I don't know where their kidneys are. I don't know.
Somewhere in that 50-foot.
Bruce. Bruce, where are the kidneys? I like the kidneys.
Ha, Hello, it looks like you're trying to do a critical strike. here. Strike here for a guaranteed crit.
Oh, I feel much better now. I'm going to move, aim, and hit him with a tactical frying pan.
Pardon?
Oh, you let me reskin a baton. And oh yeah, because my daughter is such a fan of the Tangled / Rapunzel film, I made it a tactical frying pan.
Excellent. Okay.
Oh, does a 17 do anything?
17 is a miss.
It was a 6 on the dice, so I gotta expect that to be the case. I don't have any hero points.
Oh.
Oops.
All right, that's your turn then, right?
That's my turn.
Oh, boy. You actually have to hit it to earn the crit. I apologize. I am Bruce.
What?
What would you like to do? I was pronouncing your name in the original Kylo.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. We're going to just move back a little bit here. Gonna escape a little bit back here. And let us... Let's just do a Hand of the Apprentice.
Okay.
Wow. So technically that's what? 2 higher, Jabert, you said?
Just 1. Plus just, 1.
Oh, thanks.
Tyler, you were still in the... No, you were out of the range of that. Oh. Never mind. Never mind. And that's missed for Drew, even with the bonus here.
Dang.
Is that all your actions, Drew?
No. It's not, so I am going to... Let's see if we can just do a roll to see if we can figure anything out about this thing. Would that be...
Arcana or nature?
Let me do Arcana, then. It's a 20.
Yes, the glass serpents. That is a success. What would you like to know about these cosmic beasts?
Is there just one thing that we can learn?
Yes.
Then let's Let's do resistances.
Let's see. Unfortunately or fortunately, there are no resistances for a glass serpent. You think maybe bludgeoning damage to bust the glass, but I will give you. I can either give you its AC or one of its saves, if you'd like. It's worse save.
I think.
Or best save, whatever you want to know.
You guys think AC? Is AC more beneficial, or do you think saves?
We know what the AC is.
All right, then let's do worst save.
Worst save is will. Plus four will. But the other thing you know with that is these serpents are indeed fairly local to the barren plains of planet Eox, and are some of the Backworld's most notorious apex predators, often over 60 foot in weight, fully grown, 5,000 pounds. Very efficient killers, thanks to their innate invisibility, and 9 times out of 10, they hunt in pairs. Okay, I thought it's your turn.
I heard you say the word them at some point, and I clocked
that too. That was like
the singular them.
Just preferred pronouns for a glass serpent.
Glass serpents.
Just for glass serpents, you know.
Yeah.
No reason.
I don't give you guys any hints ever. Maybe, I don't know what you're talking about.
Maybe this pair's on the outs, and the other one is like, good, I hope you get killed by those adventurers, and just hangs out.
Probably fine.
It won't interfere.
Yeah, it's probably going to be just cool.
They got in a fight right before this fight, so they're just like...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's my headcanon.
Miles, we're on to you.
All right. Stellar Rush is, what, twice movement? Right.
I believe it is just a bonus to your movement. Do you not have it as a macro?
Let me double check. I think I do. Oh, I get plus 10.
Mm-hmm.
So... All right, so I can move.
For something that you probably do every combat, might be nice to...
I have Stellar Rushed like a total of 1 times.
If only we recorded these.
That's fine. I have not Stellar Rushed that often at all.
And get myself within 10 feet and hit the glass danger noodle with my solar flail. That's 21.
That is a hit.
All right. That's 6 points of damage plus, I think, 1d4 fire.
If you're talking about being photon attuned.
Yes.
Well, for the stellar rush, you create a photon field and a 15-foot burst centered on you until the end of the next turn. Creatures outside the field are concealed. Creatures inside the field. I don't have a additional damage for that, but I think being photon attuned, I thought it was just one.
It's photon attuned if you attack with the photon construct. I'm pulling it up now. Sorry. I thought I had this still up. Just give me 1 second. Ba-ba. All right. When you successfully strike a creature with your solar weapon, you deal an additional amount of fire damage equal to half your level, rounded up. Your solar weapon casts a bright light in a 5-foot radius. Okay, one, so just an extra point.
One extra damage. Boom.
Yeah.
Bang. Right.
So seven points of four damage.
Zeldin, back to you. Turning to you.
Right. Great. Cool. So yeah. There's some sort of a kerfuffle happening nearby.
Oh, yeah.
And he thought he was probably shouting out your name and details so that you know what's going on exactly.
All right, so I'm going to walk towards the fight, I guess. When I stumble upon Tavra, I then trip over her. And so now I'm on the ground, too.
We're hanging out down here.
We're hanging out. And I'm going to reach over and cast Soothe for... wish you were higher, but you're not. Do 8 points of healing.
Oh, thank you.
Don't spend it all in one place.
I probably will.
It's my last healing.
Critical hit.
It's my last spell. So,
is this different from the description? You rolled a 4 on.
I rolled a 4 on a d10. So,
oh, for some reason, I rolled 2d4 here, but I think that's just a mess up of roll 20.
Yeah, so that's, yeah, moving forward and then two actions for mm-hmm. Sooth. And that's...
Tavra, we're on to you.
All right, Tavra is going to stand up, step Classic. Forward.
Tavra's always standing for something.
I mean, I guess that's two actions, right? To step forward.
Tis indeed.
Stand up. Do I still have my Doshko in my hand?
Yeah, you didn't get knocked unconscious or anything.
Okay, I will strike with my Doshko then.
Doshko strike.
The 26 to hit.
Oh, yeah, that's a hit.
Awesome. That does 7 piercing damage.
Okay, another big hit from Tavra. That will take us to their turn.
Oh, does Zeldin's
the royal thing
still count? Do I get extra damage?
Plus 1, yeah. Well, okay, no, it's cool. Plus 1 to attack rolls. Attack. So, yeah.
Oh, 2 attacks. Okay, never mind.
And 27, not a crit. Okay. Just bring another guy here. Drew, you hear a massive creature kind of behind you winding its way through the bones.
Of course.
Coming for you. This one has got the other one down here, a good amount of reach. I think it can hit just about anyone. Zeldin, Tavra, Lacardus, or Hithayun. I might just roll randomly. See who it's going to try to bite. It's going for Tavra, of course. Tavra did the most damage. Tavra is its main target. So we're doing a bite attack this time around. Ooh, 4 on the dice. What's your AC?
It is 19.
We're going to make a second attack. That's a 4 is definitely a miss. Yeah, I need some double digis. Oh, well, that's a double digi. 10, but is not 19. Is what you said your AC was.
Yes, correct.
Okay, third. It doesn't have anything else it can do, right?
Yeah, no. It can run. It can run. No. It can move. It doesn't need to attack a third time.
I guess it could. Its tail whip is an agile weapon, so we're going to do that for its third attack. Try to get a little something going. There we go. 17 on the dice. A tail whip coming at you for 13 points of damage.
Oh my god. Okay.
That is their turn. Lacardus, we're on to you.
Oh, gosh. I need to...
Lacardus Sprout, hit the spot indicated.
Yeah, I'm gonna...
Please.
Aim and attack twice.
Oh, you only need to hit it once if you do it right, though, Lacardus.
Yeah, but I don't think I'm gonna.
Oh, why don't you? You should.
I don't have any confidence right now.
You should just attack better.
See, that's why you attack twice, kids.
I don't know why I'm doing this, Lacartus, but toot toot.
I feel like you're cursing me. Wait. See?
Ooh.
20.
Yes, indeed. 3
should do it. Mm-hmm. For 10 points of damage.
Oh, that's a lot. It's still going strong, though. It looks around at you as you're punching it.
I point at Heathayu.
I just have a frying pan.
Well, it's not Hithayun's turn yet. It is Ulithal, who, yeah, you're the closest to the mate of this one coming up behind you in the ruins of these
solo it, Drew.
Ancient creatures. Yeah, Drew, solo it.
You got this, Drew.
Yeah, we can't hear you, Drew. You're doing extra special mute service tonight.
Yeah, sorry. I went to go look for Rebecca's tactical frying pan, but I could not find it. So, all right, we're gonna go for it for the one to the south that everybody is surrounding, because I would love to try to get rid of it.
So much more fun when you guys split up and do only half party damage to two different creatures.
All right, we're gonna do
more fun for me.
We're gonna do Force Barrage. And we're going to go for all three.
Oh, okay. So.
And then I'm going to die the next round.
3d4 blasting away. 3d4 plus 3. Is that right? Okay. You don't have this macro set up for 3. So you actually have to roll this
two times. I was going to do it three times. So that's.
But 4 on the first one. 4 on the second. Oh, boy, Drew. Oh, so close. 13 points of damage. My goodness, that is
way
enough
to make yourself a target.
Man, that is enough to bloody these are juvenile glass serpents down here. This one on the south that everyone is fighting. So he's not looking too hot.
All right, please kill it and then rescue me.
Hithayun, you're up next.
All righty. Going for yield solar flail. It's a 20 to hit.
That is a hit.
All right, that's 10 points of damage.
Okay, it is still up, but it is near dead here as you guys have been pummeling this one.
One more.
Team attack mode.
Let's try it again. More. That's 13 to hit.
That's a miss.
All right.
Oh no.
This is a minus one hit.
You hate to see it.
I love it. It's like it. There's not a lot of the game where that is like a possibility. So it's fun when it does happen in the macro. Minus one is, believe it or not, a very bad miss.
Hilariously enough, not a one that I rolled.
Yeah. Well, it's also, yeah, it's why we don't play with critical fumbles, you know, cards, unless you roll a natural one. It's, no one would attack a third time if.
No one, yeah.
All right. That will take us to turn 3 in Zeldin.
Right. So let's see here. Let's see. This other one is. Okay. Back up that way. I'm going to concentrate. And take the sustain action to grow my radius to 20 feet.
Okay. That should put everybody in there.
Everybody's
right?
In. Everybody's in. And then.
Cyanide spell! TPK!
Let's see. Patrick, would you say we got about an hour of downtime? You say about that?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Okay. So in that case. Oh boy. Okay. So that means. I've got my curse has fallen off again, so I'm ready to do stuff, but I can't see folks, but I can feel Tavra. I can feel Tavra. She's right next to me. And so I'm going to give her a nudge of the scales to give her, say, 6 points of healing.
What? I thought you were done with healing.
I've got the tiniest bit more, but this is the part that makes me resistant to healing. And I've got 5 of those. Well, five hit points. I've got 3 of these. So
he nudged the scales like that Canadian curler nudged the rock as he was releasing.
He got there. You all thought he couldn't do it, but he did it.
Next 6 months, you better keep it up. I'm so of both minds of that, because it's like, okay, it was a rule, it's a rule, but it's like he didn't seem to like affect it that much, you know. It's not like he was like, oh, like shoving it. Just a little. What's a little fingering between stone friends?
Speaking of which, I'm going to nudge the scales one more time on Tavra.
Oh my goodness.
Another six. So I am.
Oh.
Yeah. Got that going for me.
It's a good thing a glass serpent isn't about to go and like absolutely wreck you.
Well, I mean, that's fair.
Tavra.
I literally can't see it, so
do your worst. You're not going to scare me.
Right, Tavra, emboldened by the healing that she has received from Zeldin, is going to strike with her Doshko at the glass serpent. Oh no.
We got a miss on the first one. Max damage miss. Ugh.
Everybody knows the best attack comes on the second one.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Let's see.
That's what
they say. Oh my gosh. I hate this so much.
Close, but right. No cigar.
Everyone Mary, knows the Goldilocks rule.
It could always be a 20.
Oh!
Yeah. Oh! Close to a negative one. Rebecca's got a zero on the third.
Yeah, that's a bad.
Classic.
Fadoofa.
Toot, toot, says Bruce. Welp. You hate to see that. This guy gets another turn, and I don't think he's attacking Taffer this turn. I think he's going for Lacardus or Hathion. Someone else that did damage. We're going to roll randomly between you two. You
see? I mean, Drew shot him.
Danger boy. Yeah, he's so far away, though.
So
far away. All right, you know what? You're right. I'm going to roll Drew randomly as well. Drew could die. Nope. Hathion is going to try to bite the cat. Okay, and I've rolled an 11. That is a 23, so a hit.
Can I use my retributive strike?
Ooh.
Yes. I'd appreciate it if you did.
Is the reaction ally taking damage?
Yes.
Go so. Right ahead.
Adjacent or anything?
An enemy damages your ally.
Yeah, just within.
And both are in your range. Champion's aura, which they are. So the ally gains resistance to all damage against the triggering damage equal to 2 plus my level, which at this level is 3. Are we only level 1?
Nope,
we're
2.
We're 2.
Oh, okay, great. So
it is 13 points of damage, so you're only taking 7. Yay. And you get to make an attack?
Yes, I do.
Here it is. Here's a redemption. Boom.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. As it's going in, it's trying to swallow Hathion whole, and it gets severed at the neck by a quick Doshko cut.
Oh, what a great feat. What a great ability.
That was awesome.
Great. Hathion would probably just wink at Tavra and just say, never died you for a second.
Oh, hey, what's that other one?
There's another one's going to move in.
I just want to go ahead and say, guys, it's been wonderful playing with you this season so far.
Patrick, I don't know if you realized you accidentally copied the token. You accidentally copied it.
They hunt in pairs in moderate encounters.
You sure you didn't just have a little whoopsie?
Well, one's dead, so it probably should go off.
Oh, yeah, you're right. If only you weren't in its home. It's going to get within... on its turn, range of Ulithal and Zeldin, and is going to attack Ulithal, of course. Ulithal. Boom, bang, boom.
Oh, 18. I don't like to see that.
Yeah, that's old.
Wait, hey Drew, just real quick, what's your max HP?
My max HP is 18. I currently have 9.
Cool.
Oh my
god. 27
is the number to beat.
You are super dead.
27.
5. It is 24 points of bludgeoning damage.
So how does that work?
So you go straight to dying 2.
I'm just dying 2 now? Okay.
Yeah. But he didn't massive damage roll you. So yeah. You got that going for you.
There was a slight chance that he
just kills you outright.
Just ate you. Yeah. And
tail swipes. That would have been it. He's fine. That's all of its actions though. Lacardus, we're on to you. We've got one glass serpent down, but also one Ulithal down.
Okay, but we have a plan. Is there flanking in this game? I cannot remember.
Yes.
Okay, I'm gonna get with it. I'm gonna get to a flanking position.
Okay, still within Zeldin's buff range. No one flanking with you yet, but you've gone over to its flank, its side here.
Yep. And I'm not gonna aim. So that I can attack twice.
Okay.
Because I've rolled a whole bunch, no 20s. I feel like
you're due.
There's one in the chamber somewhere.
Yeah, it's in there. It's in the deck.
It's the rules. It's the rules. Okay, we got the two down. We just need the zero. Just need the zero now. And that one's going to come up right here. Okay. Okay. Well,
you were one off.
Critical fail. Natural
one from zero.
One.
Okay. Hey.
Oh, no. Let's get the old critical fumble deck out here. I'm going to dedicate this critical fumble to the Canadian curling team.
That was a critical fumble.
It was actually
Canadians disowning them online. It's like, yeah, we're not all really nice and friendly. Yeah. Some of us are kind of jerks.
That's a perfect example of where, like, he used a bonus action to try to improve his performance, but rolled a natural one on the deception check to fool everybody.
Okay, but this is a unarmed attack.
No, this is a tactical frying pan.
Oh, right, frying pan. Oh boy, you've got a friend in Zeldin. Until healed, you are deafened.
Oh,
Rang Your Bell is the name of this one.
So the frying pan bounces back and just hits me straight. Yeah,
your helmet is like concussing the sound over and over.
Oh,
So Ulithal is not next. Ulithal actually goes boop up here in the turn order in Pathfinder and Starfinder second edition rules. You're going to have everyone else go before you have to make your first dying save. Drew?
It seems like at last two combats, I should be getting used to this, but, you know.
So Hathayun is actually next and last in this turn order here. What would you like to do, Hathayun?
Okay.
You do have healing capabilities yourself, of course, with the motivating ringtone of the crown.
How hurt are my compatriots? I know Gills is down.
I think it's really just his Ulithal right now, right?
Would the ringtone help him if he's in dying too?
Yeah, if he gets hit points back, he immediately goes out of the dying condition, becomes conscious again, and will get to act on the next turn.
Okay, then I'll activate the ringtone.
What's the song?
I was going to do Where Do You Go by No Mercy.
All right.
Because he just disappeared for us.
It's a D8 plus 4 hit points.
All right. And then it's 4.
Ooh, near max.
11 points of HP back. Then Thion's going to scooch up next to his furry friend, Zeldin. And then take an attack at this guy with the flail. That's 21 points of damage, so a total of 9.
Motivating ringtone is 2 actions.
Oh, so well,
won't be able to move and attack. No. Zeldin, we're on to you. You can move up to it, though, if you wanted.
All right.
Right on.
Wasted a good roll.
Yeah, pretty good.
Let's see here.
We had a pretty good roll on the heel. I'm just going to say you had 2 good rolls. You may have wasted one of them, but the other one...
Yeah, that's why I said I wasted a good roll on the solar weapon.
It depends on what Drew does with his turn. We'll see if it's wasted.
Well, also true.
All right. I have things to do, almost certainly. You know what? I want to play too. So I'm going to cast Eldritch Lance. But first, I'm going to roll to see if I can even target it. Nope. All right, well.
Oh, natural one on perception?
No, that's like...
Oh, your mischance.
50-50 mischance, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I guess last action. Hey, Tavra, enjoy that. Enjoy 6 more hit points.
Ooh.
All right, I'm fully cursed. I'm the most cursed I've ever been.
I feel like this party is fully cursed. Tavro, we're back to you.
All right, Tavro is going to move to flank with Lycurtis.
Classic.
And strike with Madushka.
Ooh, yeah. 15.
14 piercing damage.
And this is actually a 26 with all your bonuses. Not a crit, but first points of damage on this one, and it is a lot. 10 on the dice here, right? Okay.
All right, I'll strike a second time for my third action. Nope,
Ooh, no.
But I tried.
Okay. Well, Lethal, we're back to you. You're okay. Technically on the ground as you fall unconscious. So if you want to move, you will have to take that into account.
Okay. I don't have to be standing to cast a spell, right?
Nope.
All right. He's going to stand up, which I believe is one action.
It is.
From the skies, I call it down! Thunderstrike.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Come on.
Whoa, terrible damage here. Reflex save.
Reflex save. Unbelievable.
Oh, they're only big snakes. They're probably really bad at reflex.
Now, Will is their worst one, we know.
Yeah. This is a 20.
Yeah, great. All right, so, and then he's going to...
Well, that's just a success, so they're taking 2 points of damage, yeah.
Oh, good. All 2 points for...
Yeah.
What a great spell slot that was. Awesome. And now he's going to move.
I think Thunderstrike is two actions, you'll often find.
Thunderstrike is one action based on...
What?
Yeah, like I'll double check that real fast before we...
Thunderstrike. Nah, it's two.
What? What?
Thunderstrike!
But nearly every damaging spell in the game, minus, you know, your Force Barrage. It's going to be a...
Force Barrage. Sorry, I must have just missed that one then. So yeah, he's still back up here.
Da-da-da-da. Within range. Technically, everyone is within range of the Glass Serpent's mate. But only one person did 14 damage, which is Tavra. Tavra, we're gonna bite you. We're gonna bite you real hard. 11 on the dice is going to be a hit for some piercing damage. 10 points of piercing damage, and it is going to, with its second action, grab a hold of you. I think you know what's happening. It's time for a swallowed whole Tavra. Bloop.
Uh-oh.
Popping right down this thing's gullet. Lifts up Tavra, begins a little bit of masticating. It's grabbed in the jaws if swallowed. I forget if it does damage on this first one.
That would be kind of baloney if it could attack you, do damage, grab you, swallow you, and do more damage all in the same turn.
Oh, get ready. Get ready for some baloney. I hope you like a fried baloney sandwich.
I do have to make a check. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, wow. I'm certain.
Oh, you know what? I don't think I succeed, actually. Yeah. I think it tries to swallow. What is your reflex DC? Because that is what I have to roll here.
My 5. I mean, I get a plus 5 15. To reflex, so 15.
Okay. If this was its first attack, I'd actually succeed, but that is a failure. So you are grabbed by the creature, and it's trying to down you down its gullet, but has not succeeded yet. That will bring us to Lacardus, still flanking technically with the grabbed Tavra.
I can't hear. Mm-hmm. But that's not going to stop me from attacking 3 times. We need to put some damage. We need to try to...
Three times?
I'm trying to distract it. I want it to let go of Tavra and go after Bruce.
That's so many times, Tyler. So many bites at the apple.
28.
Critical hit to start.
12 points of damage.
Boy, you didn't aim, though.
Oh, right. Oh, no. I should have aimed.
That's what we were talking about.
6 points of damage. Okay. Worst damage I could have had.
Six One. On the crit. Okay.
Hey, something, though.
But hey, you get another attack right now.
Can we do 2 crits in a row? Yes, we can! Yes, we can!
Let's go!
Yes, we can!
It's still minimum. But hey, we're going to shout out Patreon supporters. Had it already picked out. Alexander W., thank you so much for supporting us on Patreon. A Lacardus Prout crit card being pulled for you right now. Tactical frying pan, which means bludgeoning?
Yeah.
Cracked knee. I don't think snakes have knees, but until healed, the target is clumsy 2, takes a 5-foot penalty to land speed. Don't think that's going to have super duper effect here, but you slow this thing down and deal another 6 points.
Do snakes have no knees, or are snakes all knees?
They're all knees.
Ooh. I think biologically, no knees. I think it's spine. It's all spine.
Yeah, yeah.
You've got a third action. Can you make a third attack?
I know. This is the dream. Ladies and gentlemen, I've done back-to-back crits on this show before, but never have we seen the elusive triple crit.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think... Maybe.
Please. Seth, please, dice.
In Dead Man
please, dice gods. Oh
no, but that's a hit.
It's a hit, though.
19 on the dice.
Oh, isn't this still a vertical hit?
It's not, no. But it's so close. And you deal almost as much damage as
four. This is why we aim, folks. This is why we aim. I get a lot of damage off the aim.
After your barrage with the frying pan, this thing is bloodied, taking us to Hathayim's turn, who's healed Ulithal and ran up on it. Miles, what would you like to do?
Okay.
If you want to keep moving, you can also get in a flank position, or you can do three strikes right now if you wanted. It worked out for Tyler.
Yeah. So if I move, to the south, the northeast, be flanking with Tavra?
If you move here or here, yeah, you'd be flanking with either Tavra or Lacardus.
Okay. Or if I just move, let's see, what would be 10 feet here?
No, like I said, either right next to Lacardus or Tavra.
Right, but I got 10 foot reach.
Or, yeah, right here would be fine too.
Okay.
And then I'm going to...
It's a 22 to hit.
That's a hit.
So plus whatever for 8 points of damage.
Yeah. 9, right? With your...
Oh, yeah, 9. Yeah.
Okay. Third action, you want to attack again? It's looking pretty weak.
Yeah.
Another hit like that could probably take it down.
Flank gives me what, plus 1 or plus 2 to the...
Plus 2. Well, I think technically it makes it have a minus 2 AC, right? But yeah, it equivalent of plus 2.
Okay. Doesn't matter.
It does, because it looks like you rolled your third attack instead of your second, but at a minus 5, that would still only be a 13, 14, 15,
16. I don't know. I'll roll the right one.
No, we're taking the die roll, but it's close, but still a miss. I think this is just turn 4 as we get back up to Holden Jabert.
Right on. Good. All right, so everybody's still in my range. That's good. Got that.
You sounded like a jazz radio DJ there for a second.
Right on. All right, we're going to light this glass serpent up.
Back in the mix. We're going to,
I'm your train conductor here, toot, all aboard the Robbie Cole train.
All right, I'm blasting another Eldritch Lance. Here we go. This is just a mischance.
Nope. Did you roll a 2 before? No, 1 before?
Yeah. Not great.
A little better.
You know what?
Shield. Oh, I thought you were going to say hero point. Shield. All right. Tavra. On to you. Flanking now with both Lacardus and Hathayim, who maybe are taking a little bit of this creature's attention. What would you like to do?
I'm going to strike with my Doshko. That was terrible.
6 on the dice is a miss still.
I'll strike again, though.
Oh.
That's a little better.
Hey. Ooh, it's a better attack, but it is not better damage. Is that just 5?
Yeah, it looks like it.
Oh, no. All right, it's still up. Third attack.
All right. Aww.
Oh, we're on to Ulithal. That's a miss. Drew, what you got?
All right. Headphones. Ul reaches up, taps on his headphones around his neck, drains bonded item.
Oh.
Here we go. Force barrage 3 more times. Let's do it.
Oh, that should do it. That's
good. I think you could roll it, but I can also tell you, no matter what you roll here, it's going to die.
Yeah.
Because it had 4 hit points. Oh, you kill it on the first voice, bro. Oh, hey, if you want to throw the other 4 barrages.
What happens to the other 2? What happens to the other 2? I'm on the opposite side.
You can throw one at Lacardus. We are out of combat, indeed.
Wait.
No.
Oh.
Congrats, guys. And hey, everyone gets a hero point.
Hey, we did it.
Sweet.
Nice encounter.
Nice work, everybody. We all contributed equally in this one.
This story is to be continued on the next episode of Cosmic Crit. You've been listening to the Cosmic Crit podcast. The Starfinder role-playing game and its adventure paths are trademarks of Paizo. All Pathfinder and Starfinder images are property of Paizo and used with permission.